for the military cross and have no doubt that he will get it. Unless Tar has a bad relapse, I think he will live. If only that right eye might have its sight. We haven't had any more news of Geoffrey since my last letter.
My own dearest Edward, I am broken-hearted indeed about Victor. His lovely eyes. I can't bear to think that they will never any more look right into one's soul, as Mrs. Layton said they did. I would give anything to be there, for I feel I owe Tar so much. I remember how good he was to me after Roland died, and how he comforted me that weekend of the Somme battle when I was desperately anxious about you. Anyhow, I know that you will make him understand, better than any letter could, my indescribable sorrow and regret. If there is anything I can do for him, anything at all, you will tell me, won't you? You haven't mentioned at all anything about Tar's reason being affected, so I am hoping it is not. The news all over the world is too thrilling for words. After all, it is a great thing to live in these tremendous times, dwarfing, as the Observer says, everything that has ever preceded them. Dear Geoffrey, I am waiting anxiously for any mails, which are much delayed, to hear more details of Victor Richardson. I wish I could get some leave and go to England. I am most anxious to see Victor, though I think I should find it very hard to know what to say, by way of comfort, to someone whose future must look so long and blank. I sent you some more of those cigarettes the other day.
Stafford, 30th of April, 1917. Dearest Vera, I only heard this morning from Miss Thurlow that Geoffrey was killed in action on April 23rd, and I sent you a cable about noon. No details are known yet, as his people only got the War Office telegram on Saturday evening. I have been afraid for him for so long, and yet, now that he is gone, it is so very hard. That prince among men, with so fine an appreciation of all that was worth appreciating, and so ideal a method of expression. Always a splendid friend with a splendid heart. A man who won't be forgotten by you or me, however long or short a time we may live. Dear child, there is no more to say. We have lost almost all there was to lose, and what have we gained? Truly, patriotism has worn very, very threadbare. Victor seems to be much better. He doesn't appear to realize that he is blind yet, but thinks he has a bandage over his eyes. I'm rather afraid of what may happen when he finds out.
Malta, 4th of May, 1917. Dear Edward, I have decided not to stay here for another 6 months, chiefly because I know that for a time, at any rate, you need me more than anyone out here can possibly do. And I have always known that I would come from the ends of the earth if you needed me. As soon as the cable came saying that Geoffrey was killed, only a few hours after the one saying that Victor was hopelessly blinded, I knew I must come home. Of course, there is still a question of my resignation not being accepted, but the matron thinks I shall probably be allowed to go. I hope to get back sometime this month, as I am coming overland. The journey takes anything from 4 to 18 days. My great object is to get back before you go to the front again. I can't tell you how I shall miss Geoffrey. I think he meant more to me than anyone after Roland and you. Geoffrey and I had become very friendly indeed in letters of late. After Roland, he was the straightest, soundest, most upright and idealistic person I have ever known. The very evening after your cable came to say that Geoffrey was killed, I had a letter from him, written 3 days before his death, which was in all ways a farewell. It was the kind of letter I always hoped I should have had from Roland. I do not feel that Geoffrey has gone so completely as I felt Roland had. Of course, his faith in a hereafter was very strong. Surely there must be somewhere in which the sweet loves and intimacies begun here may be continued, and the hearts broken by this war may be healed. It is all so hopeless otherwise.
I have heard from Captain Daniel, who was Geoffrey's company commander, that Geoffrey was hit in the left lung by a sniper during an attack. He was brought into the trench and put on a stretcher, where he died in about a quarter of an hour. Daniel says that he did not suffer any pain, and as death was probably caused by hemorrhage, I believe there would only be a feeling of slight suffocation. Tar was told last Wednesday that he will probably never see again, but he is marvellously cheerful. I was with him quite a long time on Saturday. He is perfectly sensible in every way, and I don't think there is the very least doubt that he will live. He said that the last few days have been rather bitter.
You say that you and I must make things worthwhile to Victor, as his family is inadequate for dealing with the situation. And Mother says that in future days he must be our especial care. No one could realize better than I our responsibility towards him. Not only because of our love for him, but because of his love for us, and the love felt for him by the one we loved and lost. I am not sure that this doesn't apply more to me than to any of you. I, at any rate, know this, that I should be more glad than I can say to offer him a very close and lifelong devotion, if he would accept it. Happiness, said Olive Schreiner, is a great love and much serving. For his sake,